This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, Wednesday, middle of the week. Another topic on the program. Douglas County Commissioner Tom Kress, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, recently the county put out a release regarding an Association of Oregon Counties study forecasting a statewide annual revenue shortfall resulting in an additional $834 million, according to the study, per year needed to maintain county road systems. The county put out a release about that and the issue. What can you tell us about it, and what's all the numbers look like?
Well, so what that study said was is it went out to all the counties in the state and basically asked for their best estimate of what it was going to cost to maintain their roads to the standards they've been maintaining them in recent years, the roads and bridges and whatnot. And they took a look at that number, compiled it from all the counties, and then took the amount of revenue that was going to the counties. The difference was at $834 million. So that's what they're sort of saying. And all the counties are in that. That's a representative of all of them. And the bulk of, the roads in the state are county roads and county maintained. There's like 32,000 miles, I believe, of county maintained roads in the state.
Now, to clarify this, sometimes people talk about a revenue shortfall, and you might initially think, wait a second, kickers have been so frequent in recent years that a revenue shortfall seems like a surprise, but we're really talking about something different here.
We are. Yeah, this is different buckets. This is money that is raised from the tax on there's a bit of a tax on every gallon of gas you buy, and every time you register your vehicles, that goes into a road fund that has a distribution formula that some of it goes to state, some of it goes to counties, and some of it goes to cities, and that's the money they're talking about here. The kicker has nothing to do with this revenue fund.
So how much has recent inflation and increased costs for things that you need to keep up roads and bridges, how much does that play into this?
Well, it's been a tremendous impact. Inflation on this kind of work has, increased geometrically. You not only have the cost of equipment and materials and personnel going up, but you also have the regulatory costs of doing anything anymore, especially water work or anything, with the DEQ and the State Lands Department all having more regulation and the time it takes to study that and get a permit to do it. It just has increased everybody's cost quite a bit, to where every year it goes up way more than the revenue does.
Now, people might not initially think about it, but when you just step back a bit and look at how big the county is geographically, I mean, how many miles of highways is the county responsible for?
Now, right now, we're inventorying 1,144 miles of roads with about 300 bridges. And those roads, you got to think about this. So a lot of those roads were initially meant to access federal timberlands, so... we talk about the revenue shortfall from the funds that from the gas tax, we're also not getting anywhere near the amount of money that we used to get from the federal government, which was from accessing these forest lands. For the natural resources that were coming off of primarily timber. That the federal government would share receipts, and that would not only build but maintain these roads.
And does any of this tie in as well with the Secure Rural Funds not being renewed?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we'll just talk Douglas County for now and get off to the whole state. But, in Douglas County's situation, we're probably, one of the worst case scenarios because we have so many roads. We're the largest recipient of SRS in the country. We're the largest recipient of federal timberland revenue in the country. So when it's cut off, we fall the farthest. So in this situation, SRS, is roughly about 20% of the amount of money given to the roads that was 30 years ago. At this point in time, and at this right now, SRS has not been reauthorized. So we're, if we go to actual timber receipts from the federal government, we're going to be getting about 2% of what we received 30 years ago to maintain our roads and bridges.
Any idea if there's a move from the lawmakers to get secure rural funds back on the map, maybe as part of the sort of the year-end budgeting bill?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's moving through its processes there. You know, I don't pretend to understand all of what goes on in Washington and how they do these allocations and stuff. It is waiting to be attached to some sort of bill. You know, every indication is it will get reauthorized, but you know, we don't have it, so we, you know, can't bank on it. And you know, and these numbers that they're talking about in this $834 million statewide shortfall, all, you know, a lot of counties in the state received those federal monies, and that is banking on, actually, it would be worse than that if you took SRS completely out of it. That is figuring that we're actually going to get reauthorized.
And if it gets reauthorized, the other question is, will they back up and reallocate funds for the time that it has not been reauthorized, which probably could go either way?
It probably could. They typically have done that only one year. I think 2016, that we went on actual receipts from the federal government and didn't do it retroactive. So I would expect it'll be retroactive. I think that's what has been proposed. So, but you know, this is part of a bigger picture. You know, I mean, like I said, the secure rural schools is, you know, is considerably lower than what we actually have, you know, received in the past from the federal government with actual timber receipts. And, you know, it's continually declining. And like I said earlier, these roads were actually, a lot of them were built to access federal timberlands, as particularly the bridges were, you know. And so when, you know, the federal government realized that they had to, you know, a obligation to help maintain those roads that the public was, you know, provided getting resources off of and recreation, that kind of thing. So that's why they had that revenue sharing model. And you know, so the county built roads, agreed to maintain roads and do all that, but when that revenue goes away, then, you know, it leaves the counties in kind of a bad spot.
And during especially periods like the 08-09 recession and other economic pullbacks, sometimes maintenance is the first thing that gets deferred, as you know, whether it's commissioners or whether it's other agencies who are looking at what to do and how to keep people employed and keep services going. A lot of times that takes place, which means up the road it really costs you more money.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this has not been something new, the deferred maintenance of all roads in the state, whether it be from Oregon Department of Transportation or county roads, including Douglas County roads, has been on a deferred maintenance for a long time. We don't pave as many miles of roads as we used to. We try to go longer. We've employed methods like chip sealing because that extends the life of the paving. The bridges, you know, we have, I think, 60-some bridges now that are rated, you know, that are load rated for, and that grows every year. And those, you know, if you were really on top of things, you'd be replacing those bridges on at least a six-a-year process, and there's clearly not the money for that.
And while you can pave a section of roadway, I'm not going to say fairly easy, there's a lot that goes into that, but when you're talking about bridges, those are all multi-year projects like we've seen out at the Melrose Bridge and out in Oakland.
Absolutely. And again, those regulatory agencies that I talked about come into play. There's times when you can actually work in the water, times you can't. There's all kinds of permits you've got to do in order to build a bridge. Usually you'll have to build a detour bridge. Yeah, a lot of engineering involved in that because it's a high risk thing to have a bridge. So, yeah, they take a lot of time and a great expense. And when you have 300 of them, and you've got, you know, you need to be replacing several a year in order to, because most of our inventory is at least 50 to 75 years old. So it's a pretty big burden.
And you have some of them that don't necessarily accommodate safely some of the heavier vehicles that are available now that weren't back when they were built.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no doubt about that. In fact, you know, you get some of these bridges that are load rated now, and you know, people have had to, you know, a lot of the commercial traffic have had to figure out workarounds and detours, which puts other bridges at risk and other roads, and it's kind of a a cycle that just keeps repeating itself.
All right, we're going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. County Commissioner Tom Kressley, interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Tomorrow, we're going to have a discussion about the Elliott State Research Forest following action that was taken yesterday by the State Land Board. We'll have the Communications Director for the Oregon Department of State Lands with us on Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Tom Press on today. We're talking about the county and other counties in Oregon facing a revenue shortfall to maintain safe county roads. Tom Press is in with us. And one of the things that comes into this with this revenue shortfall, I imagine, after a pandemic and a lot of shifts in how a lot of things are done, I'm thinking that probably miles driven is down, which impacts the gas tax, et cetera.
Oh, it does, for sure. Yeah, every year goes by, you know, we have more efficient vehicles on the road, so they consume less gas, which is a good thing, but it does eliminates how much gas is purchased, so the tax goes down. The miles driven has been down in the last few years, so we have alternative fueled vehicles, which has made it, while they pay a higher registration tax, they are dramatically down on how much, the gas tax. And so in Oregon, you know, that gas tax revenue has continued to drop dramatically. And so, you know, the revenue sharing model that we have with the state is 50% of the revenue from the gas tax and registration goes to the state for Oregon Department of Transportation roads. 30% goes to the county. And 20% goes to the cities, and that's a statutory mandated formula. But ODOT's lobbying pretty hard with the legislative process to get that changed, to get a bigger piece of it, because they're facing some huge deficits right now and trying to get their roads maintained.
And does that require action from the legislature then to shift that?
It does, yeah, right. Currently, it's in statute that it's, 50% to ODOT, 30% to the county, and 20% to state. And if they want that change, they're going to have the legislature do that. And they may be sympathetic to it, to be honest with you, because a lot of the money is trying to be shifted now to the more metro areas north of us. And a lot of our legislators are from there, and they have a lot of power. So I look for a fight on that one. And so, we're kind of watching that pretty close.
And it's sort of an interesting situation because here in rural Oregon, whether it's southern Oregon or eastern Oregon, you have far less people, but you have far more miles of road, per person, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of that is recognized years ago. The state was, we had state highways. We had the Tiller Trail Highway and State Highway 99. And those were state maintained and, the jurisdiction for those were within state control. Territorial Highways, one of them. The counties, Douglas County and several other counties that were getting federal timber dollars agreed to take over the jurisdiction of those because they were in a better place to actually maintain them than the state. They were mostly built to access those timberlands anyway. So you had all those, for lack of a better word, the log trucks coming down the Tiller Trail Highway, and all those were paying for the roads as they were. Well, so the state gave the jurisdiction to the counties, and now the counties don't have that revenue, but we're still having to maintain them.
Now, any potential for some federal help with this?
Well, you hear about the infrastructure bills that get passed and all that, but those are usually, and I just heard on your news a little bit earlier, you had the intermodal transportation thing in the Port of Coos Bay, and that's usually where those kind of projects go, to the big stuff, maybe to something that has to do with the Port of Portland or something like that. But usually we don't see anything of that trickle down to Douglas County.
So it's not so much maintaining things, it's building new things.
Well, that's true for sure, yeah. I mean, it could be for maintaining things, but we haven't seen that. And again, we grow that money to maintain our roads right here in the county, with over 50% of the county having federal forests on it. If we would get back to a little bit of timber management, we absolutely could maintain our roads and bridges to the level that we used to.
Now, when you look at the number of vehicles on the road, I talked about some of the heavier trucks that didn't used to be around, and I haven't looked into the impact, so I'm kind of going out there a little bit. With the increasing number of electric vehicles, those are heavier. I'm wondering if that's going to be a play at all.
I'm sure there's a function of that somewhere, and maybe statewide it is. I'm not sure that would equate here in Douglas County, because, the average rig that's not an EV in Douglas County is probably a 3/4-ton truck, and, usually has a pretty good load in it here. So they're pretty heavy, too. So I wouldn't blame the weight on those EVs here locally for providing any more, wear and tear on the roads.
Now, when you look at what to do about this, I mean, it looks a bit tough. When you talked about the federal options, you talked about the state maybe changing their fund distribution. Is there a point where you have to look at something like a county transportation tax, or is that even a thing?
Well, we're actually statutorily prohibited from having an increased tax on, say, registrations of vehicles or gas tax, because not that we'd want to, but that because but we're prohibited because we're getting that gas tax. Part of getting that, being part of that 50-30-20 mix that we're getting, is it says that, you can't levy anything in addition to that. And, we wouldn't want to in Douglas County. We're taxed enough here. We've got ways of doing this. I've told you that, we grow the answer to this. But honestly, for Douglas County, we've for quite a while have spent, like I said, we've tried to increase the life of the pavement by chip sealing more. We've when I was growing up in this county, a lot of the rural roads were gravel. You may see some of those go back to that. But we had so much timber revenue back in the 70s, we paved all our roads. Well, some of these roads that, I was mentioning earlier that, used to be state highways, now that, we might be looking at giving the just today at our board meeting, we passed a resolution saying that we were giving the jurisdiction back to the old State Highway 99, the Tiller Trail Highway, and the Territorial Highway. We gave that back to the state because we no longer get that revenue that we could, fund to maintain those roads properly. So, we can't help them. They're going to have to get back into doing it themselves.
And can the state reject that?
Well, they certainly can, yeah. I mean, they say, well, we don't want them back. And, that gets into this jurisdictional battle. But, at some point, we've got to have a conversation with the state saying, well, what are we going to do about this? Because, we've got all these miles driven on roads that you expect us to maintain, but we clearly don't get any revenue to do it.
So what other options are there? I mean, you talked about trying to give some back. Any other ideas?
Well, again, we'll have to continue to look at here's our budget. Here's what we can get done in a year. And it's just like triage. You have to prioritize what you can get done. We'll have more alternative, water crossings. We may not have some of these bridges may not be open in the future, if they get to a certain point, because, it's one thing to access the federal forest, but it's another thing if the if there's houses beyond it, then you don't have much choice but to let figure out a way for people to get to their homes.
All right. Well, sounds like it's going to be a continuing saga and a lot of work ahead.
It does, for sure. But, we're not alone in it. It's every county in the state is facing this right now.
All right. Douglas County Commissioner Tom Kress looking at the issue of maintaining safe county roads. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.